Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rich from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Airbuds Podcast.
Finesse.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. I am very clearly not Jamel Johnson. I am Peter Moses.
I am very clearly not Jamel Johnson. I am Mike Benner.
Happy basketball, Michael.
Happy basketball to you, Peter. Happy basketball starting tomorrow, baby.
Happy basketball. How about that? We're pretending like the bubble didn't even happen.
Just it's so fucking insane that, like, it still crazy that the NBA was like, you know, we did everything right. You know, we did everything we could to protect our players and their families. Let's try the other way now. let's do it all wrong this time.
I didn't know any better. I felt like they were being run by a bunch of congressional leaders and the Democratic Party. It is a hot goddamn mess. Jamel's not here. Jamel will be here later in this episode for a preview of our Patreon, our beautiful Patreon.
Right, we will be dropping a Patreon preview at the end, featuring not only Jamel Johnson, who is probably asleep right now and forgot that he agreed to record, but also, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. One of the NBA Twitter legends out there, Emmy Award winning Jason Concepcion.
God,
we had him on
a Twitter god spelled G-A-W-D.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had him on to complete our City Edition Jersey Review series. So if you want to go support the Buds and hear those episodes, patreon.com/airbudspod. Look, we just also, Peter, what did we do? We're rolling out a new option to support the Buds.
We want to give you free shit. If you give us money, we'll give you free shit. That's always the Airbuds promise. If you give us cash, we'll give you free stuff. So if you join...
Now, a lot of people will call that commerce.
No. We're about it. We want to give it away for free because we're socialists, but you need to provide us money first.
Yeah, you pay us and we'll give you free stuff. And now what's our newest option?
So if you want to listen to this amazing episode we did with Jason, which you'll hear some of, we did the Western Conference with the very funny CJ Toledano. You can subscribe to our Patreon now for the entire year. So you don't get that, like, hey, it's just a coffee. It's like, no, it's more like a travel mug, a couple travel mugs from Starbucks all at once. And then we will send you a free new Airbuds t-shirt of your choosing, which are also on sale right now for anybody who doesn't feel like dipping into, I think, one of the coolest communities of basketball in my life, the Slack. I'm not an active participant, but I am a very...
you are absolutely not an active participant.
I'm more of like a voyeur, you know?
People have just started tagging you and making fun of you, seeing if you'll show up.
Like, oh, no, I see it all. Let's be very clear. I see all of it. Yeah. I am all... I'll hop in there if someone really, really gets me going.
Well, you know what to do, guys.
No, but it is like a bunch of very fantastic people that Ben is inviting to his wedding.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know? You invited everyone. If you subscribe to our Patreon, you get to go to Benner's wedding party, whenever that is.
The catch is you got to fucking find it, losers. Look, I love all of our Patreon subscribers. The Slack is like truly, I would pay $5 a month to be in it. I would pay $60 up front for the year, which is what our annual option is now on patreon.com/airbudspod. And look, there's another thing we got to get out of the way. If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we will read whatever you write on the air, including this review left by username The Paticus. He left a 5-star review, and the headline is Trump, and then the body is Can Lick My Nuts.
All right.
Simple and elegant.
Stay classy, my guy. I like it.
Yeah. And then I wanted to hop over to, you know, to the our Canadian friends.
We didn't know. We had no idea, Mike.
We had no idea that in different countries there's different sets of reviews that we can't access or see from our country.
It's like every review is like a different style outlet that you have to have the right settings for, and we just have been stuck in our bubble, you know?
Yeah. So, friend of the podcast, incredible Twitter follower. If you go to @KateBeatAll over there, she is a, one of the funniest and frankly weirdest and best Raptors Twitter people. She has an incredible knowledge on like how salary cap works. I fucking learned a lot about contracts and shit. Also has one of my favorite recurring bits where she is a... She secretly believes that Giannis Antetokounmpo actually signed his max deal back on December 6th, and the Bucks just failed to tell the world. I don't know where it started, but it's bizarre. Anyways, follow Kate. She was gracious enough to send us a bunch of screen grabs of Apple Podcasts, Canada, and I just want to read her review real quick. Headline, Kyle Lowry is a future Hall of Famer. 5 stars. Listen, if you're going to make me #SaveTheBuds, that's calling back to when I lied to Twitter and told them Apple was taking our podcast away. Listen, if you're going to make me save the buds, I will, but it's got to be said, woeful lack of Raptors content from the buds. Kyle Lowry over everything. OG Anunoby is the prince who was promised, and Giannis signed his extension on December 6th, but the incompetent Bucks front office forgot to tell us. We the North, baby, the buds rule.
Thank you, first of all. Second of all, I feel like we talked a fair amount of Raptors last year.
I think we talk about a lot of Raptor stuff. You know, we talk about Kyle Lowry a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
I think this is just, honestly, it's just the confidence of Raptors fans.
Didn't we talk about him being like a Hall of Fame musical chairs player like a week and a half ago?
I think it was our last episode, yeah. We definitely talked about Kyle Lowry, and you know, we might talk about the Raptors a little bit more on this episode. We'll see. But I also want to point out another review that was just in the screen grabs that Kate, the screen grabs Kate sent were overwhelmingly positive, mostly 5 stars. People like us up in Canada, and you know what? I fucking love Canada, so I'm happy Same. That we are liked there.
You and me, buddy, we got some Canadian ladies in our lives.
Absolutely. But there's one Apple Podcast Canada review left by Levy Boy. That's LaeVyBoy. His headline is, "They are no Bill Simmons." 1 star. And then the body is, "Poorly produced, poor knowledge of basketball, just a bad podcast."
Honestly, I feel like that's exactly how you also describe our podcast, Benner. So I'm not even going to get mad at him. I'm like, wait a minute. That's what Mike says about us.
And it took me very, very little figuring out that. So he left this review on June 5th of this year, which was just mere days after the Russillo Simmons Black Lives Matter podcast that we just destroyed them for. So, like, Levy boy, if you're listening, please come on the pod. I want to know.
Yeah, man. Listen, we're not open. We're open to anybody talking slander to our face at all times.
Absolutely. And also, if that's the reason why you snapped and left us a terrible review, fuck you, you goddamn racist.
Oh, my God. Benner, you always have the softest touch with our fans. I really, really, you are the one.
Levy boy's not a fan. I'll die for our fans.
Hey, man, fans can also be people who fucking hate you. I think that's the biggest thing that people confuse. As long as they're not going to do the murder, then hate me all you want. That's fine.
That's a good point. I think one like thing about like real professional haters, you know, like people that like hate on another level, they like consume everything that the people they hate do.
When you say haters, the first thing I think about is Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie, where Paul Giamatti is like reading, like he's like, the people who love Stern, they listen to him for 3 hours a day, and the people that hate Stern listen to him for 6 hours a day. It's like, that's always what I think about. It's like, yeah, of course, if you like hate something, like people hate Colin Coward and give him hours of their week.
Oh,
hours.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good
Absolutely.
For him.
He figured it out. Life hack.
Life hack, baby. All right, Peter, let's get into, we've got a preview coming of the jerseys, which I believe is some beautiful podcasting, but we have general things to talk about. It does feel better, like the season is, I can't believe it's here. And it feels like it's also maybe not going to be here for very long, or maybe it'll be fine.
It's very going to be beautiful while it lasts.
Sure. Yeah. Said that about a lot of things in my life, and they are no longer here. So.
Yeah, exactly. My grandfather,
mm-hmm.
My first marriage.
The one time when I got a couple of those beads when I went to Mexico when I was a teenager on a family trip.
Wait, you got your hair braided in Mexico?
No, not braided. Like closer to like, remember in The Office when Michael Scott goes to Jamaica and he comes back with like a tiny, like two tiny little beads. It was more like that.
I feel like I miss Jamel. I wish Jamel was here to hear this.
Listen, well, you know, we know he listens. Also, I know he's listening because we got into a huge fight today about but I kind of remembered me standing for the Tampa Bay or the Rams instead of the Bucks. But he found the tape and he proved me wrong. And the Rams lost to the winless Jets today. So he's not even here to defend himself.
You bring up football for 1 second.
I know you blacked out.
It's blackout. I don't think about it.
All right, let's talk
Peter,
about it.
Peter, or Jamel sent the clip to our group text, and I was just like, I don't even know what the fuck is happening here. When did we, like, I don't know. I felt like hearing, like, a moment of your life that you just weren't there for.
That's a lot of this podcast for, I think, all of us.
I remember a lot. It's just all the NFL stuff as I tune out. Anyways, the season is back starting tomorrow. I think for a little while I was feeling like I'm not ready for this. And now suddenly I'm very ready. I feel like I'm looking forward to having basketball back in my life. I don't think we should be doing it. I think it might be immoral to be doing it. I feel bad that we're forcing Carl Anthony Towns to just fucking go out there and act like this disease didn't take half his family away from him. But I'm excited to have basketball back on to watch in the middle of the day, I guess.
I just, yeah, mass up. Let's get this vaccine rolling. And I mean, who knows? Who knows what 2021 will bring? But we do each have two questions for each other that we want to kind of do a mini preview of this season before you catch the tail end of our jersey ranking conversation.
Was that we're gonna give them the tail end, not the tail beginning? Is there a chunk you got in mind?
Is there a chunk I have in mind of the? Oh no, I'm for just saying preview. The tail end of this podcast. Like the tail end of this podcast will be the preview, will be the top of the preview pod.
This is like fucking Tenet.
Yeah, dude, so we'll fix it in post, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen Tenet?
I am not going to fucking watch Tenet. Absolutely not.
I wasn't going to watch it. And then a friend of the podcast, Edgar Malplaisir, has convinced me that it is so ridiculously bad that I will enjoy it. And now I think I'm going to rent Tenet.
Okay, that checks out. I also feel like, can we stop making Denzel Washington Jr. in everything? I did not a fan, personally. Doesn't scratch the itch for me.
It's like Diet Pepsi Denzel, you know?
That's what I'm looking for in the Klansman movie, for sure. That's what I was looking for.
I thought he was fine in the Klansman movie, the Black Klansman. I have not really cared about him in anything else he's done, but I don't know.
He was in Ballers.
Oh, well, now I'm on board.
All right,
guys,
what's your first question about this season?
We each have two burning questions for each other to act as our half-assed season preview. And you know what? If it's the Airbuds, it's going to be half-assed. Right, Peter?
Yeah, man. We're pretending. This is all a big pretend. Give me your first fake question.
Peter, I want to know, where do you think James Harden is going to finish this season?
I can't say a team, but it does feel like the Eastern Conference.
Why so?
Just seems like everything that they're talking about in all the Bleacher Report updates is some version of Toronto, Philly, New Jersey, the Heat. I'm still calling them the New Jersey Nets.
I noticed.
Listen, y'all knew it. Y'all knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it. For 1 second were people like, huh? It just seems like the continual shift of power would be really nice to get some players in the East. That is nice. But I don't really have, like, I also can't really tell. Like, it seems like it's just, like, it's happening. It feels like it's now a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like you said, the most persistent rumors have been the Sixers or the Nets. Daryl Morey has come out. Daryl Morey, you know, obviously former James Harden's former GM, has come out and said, we're not trading Ben Simmons for James Harden. It seems like the Rockets have been like, well, that's the only thing we fucking want, plus a bunch of picks or whatever. Do you think James Harden is worth more than Ben Simmons alone? Like, does James Harden really command at 31 years old? I don't know. He's like one of the greatest offensive players of all time, and he's still going to make any team he joins like an instant contender. Probably, at least between the Nets and the Sixers. I just think Ben Simmons is more valuable at this point.
Probably. The only question is, if you finally surround Embiid with a bunch of people who can shoot at all times, does that take you over the top? And I don't even know if the answer is yes, but I
think Harden and Embiid in a two-man game situation is like going to be elite no matter what.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been in a couple fantasy drafts this week. I'm pretty bullish on Seth Curry, actually. I think he is a very nice complimentary piece for you. And even if Danny Green is shooting 31% from three, which it feels like is inevitable, he's still that threat and a nice perimeter defender.
I think, look, it's preseason still. You know, it's a couple games.
I mean, do you think he's going to Philly? Where do you think Harden's going?
Oh, I mean, I just wanted to talk. I just want to address your Seth Curry praise. He's not looked good in preseason. Now, it's preseason, and he's like a veteran, and, you know, there's no camp, and, you know, he's not going to show up ready to go. No player that's not like a rookie or second or third year player is going to show up ready to go within 5 days. But that said, Danny Green has looked a lot better than Seth Curry, and that is alarming to me.
Something else no one is talking about. Seth Curry's coach is his father-in-law.
Yeah. Doc Rivers loves to coach people he's related to.
Yeah, just ask Austin. That went so well.
I mean, it went pretty well for a while. I mean, Doc Rivers basically gave Austin a career in the NBA.
Yeah, saved his career. Yeah. That's fair. All right.
But I think to me, it seems more likely that he's going to wind up on the Nets. I think the Nets have more pieces that they're probably willing to, like, it's clear, it's made, been made clear that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are running the Nets now.
Yeah, I also think it's ironic that somehow a year later, after they traded, they got rid of a lot of people for Kyrie and Kevin. They're still so deep, and they're about to sacrifice that depth again for another superstar, which I guess, hey, I mean, LeBron and Anthony Davis just won. Maybe that's what all basketball is, so the joke's on us. But I think the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he's gonna end on the Nets. I'll say that. And if that happens, I think the Nets might be fucking favorites to win.
Okay, here's my question: do the darling, do the league pass darling, Phoenix Suns become more fun or less fun with Cliff Paul's brother on them?
Now, you know, and probably our longtime listeners know, that I'm not a huge fan of watching Chris Paul play basketball.
Sure. But I know you did enjoy Chris Paul in the playoffs this year with Oklahoma City. That was some of the most fun Chris Paul we've seen in years.
I think old Chris Paul with young kids is like, we finally have a fun Chris Paul. I think he's kind of weirdly like given into the fact that, like, all right, like, I'm old and I'm not going to win a fucking ring, so I might as well just have like show the young kids how to like how to win. And that's given him like a what's the name of the guy, the star of Major League? You're an Indians fan.
Charlie Sheen.
The old guy, the catcher.
I don't fucking know.
Whatever. Chris Paul's the catcher in Major League.
Yeah, the guy who like blows out his leg while he's running down to first base.
Yeah, but you know what? He taught Charlie Sheen how to win and how to have fun doing it, didn't he?
Great. Yeah. Major League movies, in my opinion, over fucking rated. Sorry.
But you're a Cleveland guy.
I know that's slanderous. Yeah, relax, everybody. They're fine. I think, what was OKC, like a 5 seed, a 6 seed last year?
They were 6.
Okay. This roster is so much better than the roster CP was with last year. I feel like him and Devin Booker is kind of fucking perfect. It allows him to play off ball where you're like, okay, instead of Ricky Rubio, we have Chris fucking Paul. And also you don't need him to like, I'm having a hard time trying to think why they won't be higher seeded than the Thunder were last year.
So you think they're like a 5 or above lock?
I think so.
I could see that. I think DeAndre Ayton, obviously, before he got caught just chugging Bane juice, he was like,
I was born in the
dark. He's incredible. Ayton, I think, is going to be like, I think Ayton and Booker are going to like have huge breakout years. I think we haven't been paying attention to them because they're the Suns and they're in Phoenix and they're, they just don't get coverage because they win 20 games a year. But I think they're going to win like 52 games this year and like be on everyone's map.
I'm with you. I might put some betonline.ag money on that.
I believe it. Would you believe that Chris Paul he's gone to Kinko's and he's had like a life-size cutout of Robert Sarver made, and he's going to, every time they win, he's going to remove one piece of clothing.
Peel off a piece of clothing.
Until we just see Sarver's like little tiny ding-dong. Ring that bell.
And two little basketballs. Yeah. All right, what's your third question for the
My question.
Or your second question. Our third question.
Overall, second to you from me. Is Kevin Durant, and I hate to be so focused on the Nets here, folks, but is Kevin Durant going to remind everyone that he is maybe the best player in the league?
Best offensive player and best scorer, I think we can say pretty confidently.
He's not a bad defender.
I'm not saying he's a bad defender. I still just feel like the question about Kevin Durant that was there before he came to Golden State is still there, and that's like kind of why he's in Brooklyn. So some of that still needs to be answered. Some of it's very, you know, in the all or nothing world that we live in.
To you, what's the question?
The question is, can he win? The question is, can he, like, go to the finals and bring the team there? Like, the question is, can he kind of, you know, like, and the answer should have been yes. The answer, like, they were, you know, a game away from doing it against Golden State. And then he joined them, and it was just, to me, the most incredible thing about Durant in the Warriors was, like, how tough, close LeBron made it at all. Because it really was, like, an unfair cheat code. So, to me, this is probably true, and this does feel like a redemption year, like a LeBron going back to Cleveland. Like, everyone's gonna be like, oh man, he was so good, he is, oh shit, that's right, he is fucking excellent. That I think that's really, I agree with you, but I think this season, if you know, COVID considering, is just probably going to play out to prove that out more so than kind of to be presumptive about it. Now you might believe it, and it might be true now, I just kind of want to live it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so what you're saying is he has potential to kind of go God mode and destroy everything, but you don't know if he...
G-A-W-D, like, God mode,
you don't know if he has, like... Are you saying G-A-W-D because you don't want to say G-hyphen-D? Why do you keep spelling out God like that?
Because I feel like that's how people write God on Twitter sometimes when they're talking about that's basketball. True.
God. But you think there's a personality deficiency, perhaps?
No, I don't even... I'm here for it. I'm ready for this story to take place. I just want to experience it before we say it's going to happen. But I'm open to it happening.
If James Harden comes... Okay, so... Kevin Durant was the best player on those Warriors teams that won both finals. And yes, you're right, LeBron took them both deeper than he probably should have. In both years, I mean, even what was the was it 4-1 in 2018?
Yeah. Oh no, it was 4-0.
Oh, they got swept. Okay, then never mind.
Yeah, because that was the J.R. Smith.
Oh
game,
right, it was, should have been
4-1. Didn't have Kyrie.
Because
honestly, it should have been 4-1, or it might have been different too. He broke his hand after that first game too. It was pretty clear.
But
I'm with you.
I don't know. I just think like, there's been so many analysts and podcasts basically being like, well, we don't know what the Nets are yet. We, like, it's hard to say. Like, they're being left out of, like, the discussion of being top tier in the East, like, as if the Bucks are really that much better than them. And I'm just like,
oh, they're top three,
I think,
for sure.
I think
you're top one.
I think they're, like, Kyrie and Kevin Durant. We, like, I think people just forget how good they are because we haven't really seen them that much.
I think it's Miami, Milwaukee, and Boston. And,
you have Miami?
1, 2, 3. I think Miami's still going to be feisty. I think they could be the third best team in the East.
I weirdly think it might be the Raptors, number three.
Could be, again, but I do feel like at least, well, you're right, Milwaukee and former New Jerseys are definitely kind of in a class of themselves, and they might be being... I think you're right. I think they're being a little disrespected. All right, I'll finish this out with one more. I was going to talk about, like, COVID stuff, but, like, we already know that sucks, so I'm going to change my mind here.
Yeah, let's talk about COVID.
No, I'm over it for a second.
Oh, speaking of COVID, I'm being serious here. I'm not trying to be silly. Very fascinating episode of This American Life that came out today, or yesterday, if you're listening on Monday. It's just all about, like, the second half is about the development of the vaccine and how we got there and the people that made it. And very fascinating and very cool. And I think that show is kind of has not been good for a long time, but I still listen. And this was a good episode. So check it out.
That is an underreported aspect of this, is how fucking sweet science has been.
Oh, yeah.
This, and how there's a lot of really cool people doing awesome work. But otherwise, the world is on fire. Okay. What part of the year do the Lakers break the Clippers' heart?
when's the first time that they play?
Remember last year when they played on opening night, and it was such a big deal because the Clippers beat the Lakers in a sloppy game, and then the Clippers couldn't even make it to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I think their hearts are already broken. I think the Clippers are in a state of heartbreak, and like this season is going to be about like overcoming that or delving deeper into it.
I feel like Ty Lue maybe has the toughest coaching job in the NBA right now, or like the lowest floor and the lowest ceiling potentially in terms of like how people expect them to do.
Yeah, I think they are definitely like in a weird mess that Ty Lue is going to have to clean up, because like we had all these reports about what a nightmare it was to be a Clipper last year, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard getting all this special treatment, dudes that have been there for a while or were kind of the heart and soul of the team were like being kind of brushed aside for these guys that like barely even wanted to be there. Kawhi Leonard was late all the time or lived in San Diego or didn't show up for team flights. And like,
it does, when you hear about Kawhi, it does sound like he treats basketball as an obligation.
He probably like, does. Like, I bet he doesn't even want to play basketball. But like, so they fired Doc Rivers, gave Montrezl Harrell to the Lakers, and then basically went to Ty Lue and said, everything's different now. Here you go. And like, Ty Lue just has to like figure out how to make this locker room actually like Paul George now? Like, how is he going to do that?
I'm rooting for Paul George, but it does feel like every time Paul George says anything to anybody, it comes out as like what he says is basically just an audible version of the gif where Nick Young like shoots the three and then like turns around and like holds his hands up and it like airballs. That's like the entire vibe I got from him talking to anybody this offseason.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we might have already mentioned it on the pod, but there was that one moment where he was on All the Smoke, and he...
his MVP year.
He said his MVP year, but in that episode also, he said the reason why the Clippers didn't win is because, they didn't win in the playoffs because Doc Rivers wouldn't run pick and roll for him. And then immediately Kevin O'Connor, God bless his little stat nerd heart, tweeted out something like Paul George like had more plays end in a pick and roll featuring him this season and in the playoffs than any other point in his career. And it's not even close.
It is amazing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think the Clippers are going to have a rough year. I think they're going to have a rough year.
I think they are too. I think Lou Williams obviously he wasn't the same last year, and he's not going to be the same this year. Montrez was kind of, the heart of that team, even though he didn't have a great year either. But I think, especially didn't have a great playoffs, but like, I think that was probably because he was upset and angry about how he was being treated in the locker room compared to the two new dudes who just got there.
Yeah, and also think like this is the year Patrick Beverley loses it completely. Like, I feel like his game is sliding enough too, where like he's in a dangerous space where you don't really know. He's a wild card.
Yeah. Real quick, before we wrap this up, let's just do rapid fire. Who do you think is going to be Rookie of the Year?
Oh, Isaac Okoro.
Obi Toppin for me.
There it is. I love it. Who do you have winning the championship?
I think the Lakers run it back.
Let's go. Come on, man. We deserve a parade.
Yeah. We might just get one because people don't give a shit.
I mean, I guess they kind of had a parade for the last one anyways. Yeah, fuck it. Go to the outlet mall. They're having parades there.
All right. Most improved. Well,
I don't know. Someone who was hurt last
year? Can Ja Morant win Rookie of the Year 1 year and most improved the next year?
I don't know. I feel like now... Ja Morant, by the way, I described this, I think, to someone else we were talking about. I feel like Ja Morant is like Tom Holland to Dame Lillard's Tobey Maguire when it comes to the Spider-Man gif.
You think he's just the second coming of Tobey Maguire?
Dude, every time you watch him play, you're like, this guy is fucking great.
He's fucking great. That Memphis team, their rebuild is coming along much
quicker.
Watch
out, man. Yeah. Brandon Clark, they might be the new Suns of League Pass, but the Suns now might be
I was going to say the Suns of the East, but then I remembered that for some reason Memphis is not on in the Eastern Conference.
Listen, we've made a claim, and we should reiterate it, but we want our realignment to be for the NBA.
Yeah, we should gerrymander
three divisions.
NBA.
That's right. Hashtag gerrymander the NBA. Well, all right. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the rest of this episode. Do you have anything else you want to plug before we do this?
No, just listen to American Prodigy, the story of Freddie Adu that our good friend here, Peter Moses, executive produced. It's a great podcast. I've been looking forward to it every week. Freddie Adu is not a story that I would naturally care about, but I'm compelled by this shit. If you don't know, Freddie Adu was like the young soccer prodigy that was meant to save soccer in America, and it didn't go as well as you think it would. But yeah, that's a great podcast series.
Thanks, buddy.
I love it.
Episode 6 drops on tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Tuesday. All right. Happy basketball, dude. All right, Butterinos. We're going to take a break and tell you about Indeed. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over, thank the Lord. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, which is how you know it's real. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. And you can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore total visits. So it's clear Indeed can help get you the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses, including Blue Wire, worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 free credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is the best offer available anywhere. Go. Right now. Seriously. Right now. Run. Get in your car. Go to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. Football is back in full swing, baby. Mike Benner might be asleep, but Jamel and I are ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving it. Are you allowed to reference other ads in ads? I don't know. That might be too Inception-y. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spends and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager on my Cleveland Browns than anywhere else. You can get in on the season with opening bonuses today. Start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Well, for at least the next couple weeks, because those division futures will be division presents. Head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of a great sign-up bonus. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE, that's all one word, at betonline.ag. Promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast. This is a poisoned podcast. Please sage your car as you listen to the Airbuds podcast. My name is Jamel.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike.
PD Podcast, PD Peloton, Peloton P.
Here I am. I'm getting a lot of nicknames recently. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Pedro, yeah, all of us.
Peter's been kind of slammer jammered all day with his office work party.
Yeah, I've been drinking for a good 4 hours.
Yeah, forgot his catchphrase.
Oh, happy basketball. Like it's on my shirt, dude. Let's go.
Why are you dressed like an extra in Animal House, nigga? What's going on?
Because I had to host the holiday Christmas party superlatives, like our Dundies, and this was the closest I could get. So I got rehearsal dinner jacket that doesn't fit me anymore because I gained 25 pounds in quarantine. And
sure. Hey, you didn't have to tell us.
Our holiday-themed happy basketball shirt, old iteration. Check out the new one that's more holiday-themed. And then a candy cane that one of my neighbors put in front of my door and said I delivered this with gloves. So, here you go.
Not with love, but with gloves. I love it. Guys, this is going to be a Patreon episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to go to patreon.com.
Potentially.
Pod.
I to be determined.
Oh. Yeah, because we late with it, too. Who knows?
Yeah, dude. This could be I might edit this out. This is probably a Monday pod, dude. Are we getting together this weekend?
I will. Y'all niggas are never free. Y'all the most girlfriend having ass niggas I ever met.
This is absolutely not true. I'm free whenever. Anyways, guys, patreon.com/airbudspod. We're going to be ranking the fucking Eastern Conference City Edition jerseys, part two of our two-part series. And we're doing it with a very special guest. He's a returning champion. He's a friend of the pod. We love him. You love him. He's, I don't know, first ballot. First ballot NBA Twitter Hall of Fame, I think.
Mount Rushmore. You can say Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Please welcome. Please welcome Network himself, Jason Concepcion. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm just burning sage. I'm trying to exercise the demons, exercise the pain. I'm trying to get that negative energy, those bad feelings, those harsh words. I'm trying to cleanse my memory of those things in a fundamental way.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously talking about Kyrie Irving smudging the
the post. Loved it.
Yeah, the Celtics court. I feel like that is. I have plenty of former workplaces that I would love to go and smudge. I think it's such a next level esoteric diss on the Celtics organization. Love it.
For fans of this podcast, I am all in on Kyrie Irving right now, forever and always. All slander left aside.
Come on, man. However you can feel about anything he's done, we can all agree the garden is pure evil, top to bottom. Always has been, always will be, but not for long. Once that sage kick in, once they get a whiff of that.
That's exactly right. I felt like he was like Cynthia Erivo in that HBO show, Walking into the Cave, you know, where you're just like the spirits of all the hate and like
violence. What show are you talking about?
The Stranger, right?
Yeah, The Stranger.
Yeah, The Stranger.
The Outsider.
The Outsider. Thank you.
Oh, you guys weren't talking about the one where Jill Scott's a detective in Africa? Oh, whoops. That's on me.
The number one ladies detective agency or whatever?
Yeah.
I remember that one. I remember anything with Jill Scott in it. Jason,
facts.
Look.
Yes.
Formerly of The Ringer. Yes. Currently, as of, I think, last week, you're now with Crooked Media, correct?
That's correct.
I'm sure you've got so many fun things brewing, new shows, new podcasts, everything. But for like a month and a half, you've been without NBA Desktop, without a podcast.
We're finishing binge mode. We're in binge mode Marvel right now. That run is ongoing. So I'm potting.
Got it.
My voice is there.
Basketball though.
I just wanted to offer you a spot.
You currently don't have a basketball
podcast to like
I'm
rant
here.
About something.
I'm yeah. here. Would you like me to whenever you want me to rant, I will absolutely rant.
Jason, give us one of those classic.
You got the floor, dude.
Give us one of those classic Jason Concepcion in these
open
rants.
In the corner.
Okay. James Harden. Listen, I get it. He's got a particular style of play and it's annoying to people. He has a very, very intense and packed social calendar that may or may not affect his on-court play. May or may not. It's unclear. People suspect that. People talk about it, but that's never been proven. He recently was out and about. He didn't go. He skipped camp. Wants to be traded. Was seen on both coasts and various places in the United States of America without a mask. That's bad. There was recently an article that came out that was like, Here's where Kyrie was when he wasn't meeting with Coach Silas, his new coach. He was hanging out with Lil Baby, and he gave Lil Baby a Prada bag filled with honey buns. And the honey bun, apparently, I just found out, is a name for a brick of $100,000 in cash. I just want to say, I loved learning that. I loved learning that information, and I'm going to use it, and it's going to enrich my life. But that's not who James Harden hangs out with is not important. And that's all I have to say. And what he decides to gift his friends, what's important is that he didn't have a mask on and he wasn't at practice when he should have been. That's it. Let him live. Goodbye. That's it. I'm done.
Fair. Fair and honest takes.
That's it.
Is Jerry Steakhouse the best nickname of the last 20 years?
Jerry Steakhouse is pretty good. Yeah, I haven't heard that. Good. Where? How did I miss that?
That was on the internet somewhere. That is not mine, but that one fucking slayed me. I was like, damn.
This is my first time hearing it, and I loved every second of it.
Very good.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like, can we just say, like, his weight, it fluctuates over the course of hours, it seems like. Like, he looked in decent shape in the pictures I saw and the videos I saw from his first practice. And then he played the first preseason game, and my guy looked like he had been laid up, like, underneath an ice cream drip.
Yeah, he looked like Ben Stiller after he lost in dodgeball.
Son, that fool was wearing a fat suit, man. This dude is a weirdo.
He's the NBA's Matthew Perry, and it's not because of his Chandler-esque witticisms. It is because his weight fluctuates wildly from day to day, episode to episode. And it, I mean, Matthew Perry, that was because of cocaine. So.
Is there kind of like an exodus to the Eastern Conference? Do you see this happening? Are we feeling like this is, I mean, this is of the hour.
I think the Rockets, by all indications, are going to take their time. Certainly a piece like James Harden, for as divisive as he is clearly an offensive genius, one of the greatest offensive weapons legitimately in basketball history. It's a question of whether other people are comfortable playing in a system in which one guy just like eats up 40% of the plays. That said, I think he'll move, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was the East. Like, let's see him. Like, if you're Miami, you do it, right? If you're Toronto,
absolutely,
you do it. There's a lot of teams that, like, if offer James Harden, you probably do it. And if any team out there, really, you kind of have to think about it. He's just really good.
Shout out to the 2012 Oklahoma City Thunder finalists for finally trying to bring some balance for all of them potentially being in the Eastern Conference in 2021. That is, at least if not from afar, kind of beautiful to see. Like, I am ready for Russell to just tee off on my Cleveland Cavaliers three times a year. Let's go.
Jamel, talk about it.
We looked like some weenies last night. We look like the fucking Super Weenie Hut Juniors, bro. Come on, man. Brad comes out, hits a couple shots. Then, you know, they let Detroit. They let Demboya go on a 10-0 run by himself. And now Brad's running around with the shoulder slump, look like somebody, you know, done peed in his cereal. He's looking all soggy. I was just like, I'm over this. Get him off my screen.
I was actually really surprised because the announce crew, the Wiz announce crew, were legitimately like, maybe Brad, I bet you Brad can't wait to get Russ back because he seems like deflated by this. It's preseason. They were talking openly about that.
It's ridiculous over there. Thomas Bryan is the lightest center I've ever seen. His loafers are lighter than Crocs, man.
Blake
this
Griffin
dude
laughed at him.
It's ridiculous.
That was... Blake has gone full villain, right? I mean, he never was truly a...
He should have been a villain years ago. This is...
That's true.
He was the villain, but he was acting like, because he was on Comedy Central every 6 months, niggas thought he was being cute. No, he's right. being a fucking asshole, just like everybody else who's on Comedy Central right
That's
now.
That's not to say, everyone else who's like done like a headlining set of Just for Laughs, like get in line, you know?
All knobs. So there's that. And then, so then after he gets punked in this interaction, now Thomas Bryan is flexing on every play in the fourth quarter. Down 18. You guys have been down 18 this whole time. Now you want to puff your chest? I didn't like it. Weenies.
Is there any bright spot at all? Aren't you excited to see Russ like in a Wiz uniform? I kind of got excited.
Oh, for sure.
When I see him on the sidelines, for I'm sure. like, I actually can't wait.
Yeah, and he looks like he's involved. They had the tape. It was a good PR cleanup. Him just trying to get fools in line today in practice. Love that. Good to see.
I mean, it's preseason. These games are meaningless ultimately.
Bro, can I just wait?
It's preseason, but come on, I would get excited about
Shake Milton being good. Stop. But I know he's not actually good.
Don't say Shake Milton on this show. It's too early to say that. Why is everybody trying to come to the East now? Fuck this. I'm sick of... You know what I decided after this
hard... You have Russell Wilson. What are you talking about?
No, listen. Listen to what I'm going to say. No. This is a public announcement. I don't want to hang out with basketball players anymore. I'm sick of the way these guys behave. It's disgusting to me. Now you guys are all following KD and Kyrie back to the East. You guys are hoes.
Well, you know... Let's move on to the meat of the podcast, guys. Let's just end on that note. You can't get any better than you guys are all hoes. Guys, we're ranking the Eastern Conference City Edition jerseys. We're doing it. You know, last week we started at 15, worked our way down to number one. This week we're going to go reverse because, you know, it's more fun to end on dunking on ugly shit, I think.
That's fair.
So what we did... shout out to Peter for having the idea in the first place.
very drunk.
I had everyone send me their rankings 1 through 15. I averaged them all together to come up with an
official...
Well,
the general show idea was my idea.
Yeah, though, this is Jamel's idea through and through.
Was my idea. You then did a second draft on it, Peter. I'm sorry. Continue.
I mean, if we're going back far enough, like this podcast was my idea.
That's also probably true. Really...
So it's like a story by Benner. And then this idea is like this episode is like a story by on Jamel, but then everybody kind
of
like
teleplay about all of this. Yeah. This is a story by Mike Benner, based on a novel by Dr. Naismith.
Created by the three of us.
Executive produced by
Jamel
Marijuana.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So guys, let's jump right into it. Like I said, we all ranked them. I averaged together the ranking, and this is our order. And we all had this jersey at number one, and that is the Miami Heat.
The clear runaway winner.
Yeah, the gradient Vice City jersey. There's no denying it.
Jersey has done more for the goodwill of this team since the LeBron era Heat than like any other player. Like, I feel like this is the most important thing they've done.
Yeah. The Vice City jersey.
As the big Vice is like the Thomas unlocking Castle. Of the blue, like the beautiful pink. Blue and the pink. Yeah.
Big as Udonis Haslam.
I 100% agree with you because as a Knicks fan, I have a significant antipathy towards the Miami Heat. And then you look at those jerseys and those are hard. What can you say? They're hard.
That's exactly right.
They go extremely hard.
You. They hit you where it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think the one downside to these jerseys are that the primary number of sales are going to go to white frat kids with Harrow on the back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you could do, but that was always going to be the case. There's nothing that can be done about that. That's the life we lead. That's the country we live in, and that's the times we exist in. That's just how it is.
Very true. Anything else to say about this jersey before we move on to number two?
It's just fucking beautiful. I feel like sometimes someone who like does a sequel of a something that works well, and goes horribly wrong, and this is just a home run. Like the Nuggets, you know, just ran it back and made it red. Terrible choice. This is a beautiful next step.
Yeah, I just like saying things are iridescent. I've been doing it since Need for Speed Underground. That's when I found out what that meant. It matches a pair of Nikes I hate, but I would get the Nikes now. Don't know if I'm ever actually going to buy it. We still have time to make our Tommy Vercetti jersey if we so choose.
I'll say the other one more thing is the PR, the marketing of it has been fantastic. Like the photo sets with the kind of like light coloration that matches the coloring of the jerseys. It's just everything about it has been really well done.
Yeah, and it looks like James Austin Johnson's headshot. Look at his headshot. So shouts out to James. This is
what a niche.
A little inside baseball.
What an absolutely niche comment.
Hey, everybody on the show laughed. That works for me.
That 3 of 7 laughs you will get. I do want to say one last thing about these stickers or these jerseys. They remind me of those oily stickers. Remember those from when we were kids that like kids would put on their binders?
Yeah.
And when I was like 5 years old, I used to see those and like want to eat them. And I think I still have those feelings now. I kind of want to eat this jersey.
Well, that's pretty gross.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on to number 2. We all had this pretty similarly ranked. It is the Atlanta Hawks MLK jersey.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody's going to do black and gold, somebody's got to be a winner. And there you go.
Yeah. I think my only knock on this one is that I immediately always think it's Milwaukee, and then I realize it's MLK.
Nah, I fucks with it. I think the Peachtree joints last year were better, but, you know, it's better than Memphis getting to doing it. Like, yo, at least this dude used to kick it here. Yeah, right. You guys are commemorating that my man got popped.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That was rough.
That was like,
get out of here.
That's not a great one. Not a great connotation.
It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me want to go to a pool party when I throw that on.
It is also very like, it shows you kind of how much weaker the Eastern Conference jersey are than the Western Conference.
Terrible.
Because this is a solid jersey. I feel like this may be coming in 7 to 10 in the West. And it's just like, I just had to put a top 3 because there's a bunch of baloney out here.
The fall off from 1 to 2 is incredible. And then the fall off furthermore, because once, let's be 100%, like once we get into 3, 4, 5, it's just like about the font. It's not even about the color anymore. Like, it's just like, it's clean and I can read it. The fall off is unbelievable in the East.
Yeah. This was a very weak crop. Well, let's just get right into number 3. We think had this all pretty, you know, in the upper half of our rankings. It's the Indiana Pacers, their kind of throwback pinstripe jerseys.
Come on, man. The greatest era of Pacers basketball. Larry Bird's the fucking coach. You got Reggie cooking, man. They took LA to 6, man. They could have won that game. Jalen Rose went off in that game 6, actually. If you rewind that tape, he was giving Kobe fits. But, you know, there's nothing to be done about Shaq.
Yeah, these are just
and Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace.
Exactly. They're kind of acknowledging that the Malice at the Palace happened, which I like.
Yeah, it does feel like Brad Miller would be wearing this while he punched you or something. Yeah.
For sure, man. Ron Artest deserves 100% of the profits from these jerseys.
Again, there is something about, like, just a solid throwback, and that, again, shows kind of how bad the road is yet to come.
100% agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like definitely a nice play. Like they didn't have a good idea. Oklahoma City kind of did the NASCAR thing this year, so they couldn't do the NASCAR thing this year. So they just kind of harkened back to their past, and that's always a winner.
How do you think that works? Like if one team wants to do NASCAR or wants to do like a Basquiat thing or wants to like commemorate that you know, Lewis and Clark stopped in their city 150 years ago or whatever. Like, how do they claim
every Midwestern joint?
How do they like claim that? You think? Like, do they have to? Does that go to arbitration? We got to find this out.
It would be hilarious if Utah was trying to make a Basquiat jersey. I would love to hear their argument for why they deserve it over Brooklyn.
I think it's if your town has one of them commemorative signs that you could read about the shit that happened in it, you can make a throwback out of that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tim Baltz, by the way, VIP of this podcast, who I saw once at a live comedy show go as the person who runs the gondola in the downtown Indianapolis. Just well, in another time, you know, in another time.
Guys, let's move on to another Black and Gold edition. This is coming at number four, the Toronto Raptors. Black and gold.
Hey, jersey. Sure. The shorts take this to another level.
I agree. I had this ranked number three. I thought it was just very, just the most striking of all. I think this is black and gold work.
I wish Drake didn't get all the credit, but yeah, it looks like it was designed by a really smart Raptor.
Raptors over rappers, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very simple. There's not much to it, and there's not even much to say about it because it's like a good looking jersey. And again, the fact that it's so plain and ranked this high says something.
It's very readable again, which I think is going to be important as we go down here. And I'm always a fan of the kind of the boldness of the bordering on the text. And I think they did it. They just handle it really well here, you know. Grading on an East scale again.
To your point, though, Jason, it could have dipped into Cleveland Cavalier territory. Like, it could have gone wrong a bunch of places with the font.
Don't let
Could have gone definitely wrong.
Man, let's save our fire for Cleveland.
Yeah, oh, don't you worry.
Do we think the Cleveland jersey went wrong?
He's got unlimited rounds.
Concerning because we haven't even talked about it. So. Yeah. But I like the one swoop too. Like it's like one big Raptor style feature. There is also like a good cut.
I might have to get them shorts. I don't think I can wear that jersey, but I do have the corresponding jacket already. Yeah. Throw that with the shorts. Now that's pool party time. It's like pool party, and it just started raining.
Oh yeah, this is definitely pool party jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess my thing with the shorts is, do y'all think it's like, is it weird from like a narrative perspective standpoint that they are the Raptors, but also they have the Raptor scar on them? Why would they be clawing at themselves? You know what I mean?
The duality of dinos. All right,
you got me there.
I think it's more like kind of like Fight Club, like who's the Raptor on the block, who's kind of like fought with the other Raptors. Maybe a bunch of them got it at it with a T-Rex, you know?
See, I see it as kind of the team is actually like the Toronto Raptor, like itself, like they serve as his army. And in order to serve, the Raptor must put its mark upon you. You must draw blood. You must give blood to take blood.
Okay. Oh, this I like.
A Raptor blood oath, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natural transition, guys. We talked about fonts. Here's one with a wacky font. The Brooklyn Nets come in at number five. I had this as my number two. I love this jersey so much.
I mean I don't love it so much, but it's good.
I'm like the kombucha gif with this one. I saw it and I made the lemon face, but then it's kind of grown on me since, and now I kind of feel like I hate it again, but I appreciate what a hard swing they took. They took a big swing. They were going for the stands with this one.
Right. I think there are two teams on this list that took gigantic swings. One hit it out of the park, and one hit themselves in the face with the bat. And I think
still haven't talked about the Cavs yet.
Brooklyn is the one that hit it out of the park to me.
I'm with you though, Jason, and like I also appreciate like a movie or something where I'm like, did I hate that or do I love it? But I don't know, but I'm thinking about it for the next 2 months. Yeah. And even just the result of the thinking, I feel like, is victorious enough.
It looks like when you turn over a rug and you're looking at the wrong side. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of looks like that, the texture. And that throws me off. But again, I just really appreciate that they were like, let's just really go for it. You know what I mean?
What player are you getting? Kurucs. I might get that Kurucs.
I want to get a player that's definitely going to be forced off the team by Kyrie Irving. I gotta go LeVert, right?
Yeah. Then
I gotta get Kyrie.
They are.
I gotta get Kyrie.
Yeah, I was gonna say actually, I might get Kyrie. Yeah, they should sell bundles with smudge sticks now.
Come on, man.
They're deep, man.
They are really deep.
They're deep.
They're deep.
They're pretty
and
good.
They're, I mean, they're up 31-15 on the Boston Celtics right now as we are recording this. And they look kind of scary good.
Got Jared Allen coming off the bench. It's fucked.
It's fucked.
Listen, if the Browns can be good, this can be Kevin Durant like returning to into people's favor for just being like an all-around great guy.
Yeah, after... I think people, there's just recency bias, like has forced people to forget that Kevin Durant is 1B to LeBron's 1A. Like he is one of the best players in the world in the history of the game.
Absolutely.
There was a, did we go to game five of the Clippers series round one where like 2 years ago pre Kawhi, and it was just like Durant hitting 18 footers for like an hour and a half straight, just like over anybody.
Yeah. He's it was, incredible.
It was unbelievable.
It's annoying.
It was fucking beautiful.
And honestly, like for a guy that skinny with as weird a hairline as he has, to be just like busting people and they're just powerless within his grip. There's like nothing they can do. It is an absolute spectacle when he's just stroking it like that. I'm excited to see see him come back.
Yeah. He's looking You've heard really it from good. Jason. Kevin Durant is an inspiration to ugly people everywhere.
I didn't say that.
Mark it.
I'm summing him up a little bit, but
no, it's just a bad
Listen,
hairline.
You come on...
it's bad. It's just
He's
bad.
Honestly cute.
It's just bad.
It's just bad. It's fine.
It's all, that's all.
He works with it.
Yeah. And you know, that's like a tall guy thing. Not that I would know, but I would imagine you're 7 feet tall. It's like everything's in the clouds. So.
Yeah, and nobody's going to see the top of your head.
They're not going to see it.
Unless you let
that's
them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like from a drone.
Yeah.
Last week, someone said on this podcast that Kevin Durant has feet that look like baguettes. So this is the least amount of stuff.
I said that, and I'm absolutely right. Jason, have you ever looked at a picture of Kevin Durant's bare feet or socked feet?
When haven't I?
They are long and cylindrical and like fucking I'm gonna baguettes.
Look it up.
Hold
on. yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Durant, bare feet. This is going to fuck my algorithm
wow.
up. But it's like.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, Jesus.
They are insane looking feet.
I mean, but like he's the, my man is 7 feet tall, you know? It's like, I think any
he need, dude, if he didn't have those feet, he'd be toast.
Yeah.
He, I'm not saying like all this is to say, you know, God gave him these gifts specifically to make him one of the best basketball players in the history of the game.
Yes.
God,
I mean,
Benner wears size 16. Benner, you have like horse feet, man. You have like
15, yeah. But yeah, let's not talk about my feet. My feet are fat and ugly and weird. Guys, let's get into number six. Let's get off my feet and on to the Chicago Bulls. I think we all had this ranked firmly. Well, actually, Jamel and I had it number nine, and Peter and Jason agreed at number three.
It's just
same reason.
Yeah.
MLK with the Hawks, Jason. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, if I'm going to like the Hawks jersey this much, the Chicago jersey is nice and clean and fine.
It's nice
and
clean.
The font was nice.
I like the font a lot. It recalls like Chicago the musical and also pizza a little bit. Like there's a little bit of a pizza vibe. I like it a lot.
A little Fosse Vernon there, if you
little
will.
Little Fosse Vernon, a little 1920s like flapper dancing kind of feel.
Yeah, Al Capone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, like smoking a stogie and like beating the guy's
head.
The Untouchables.
Yes. Mm.
All of that.
Peter.
Okay.
Peter, how many times have you played Mobster number three in a play?
Oh, man. A couple times. I think most notably in Oklahoma. I was like the constable or something like that. But yeah,
hell yeah.
A couple times.
Wow, you can play a mobster and a constable? This guy's got range.
Range, the boy
man.
Is all range. Over the floor.
Yeah.
It just feels, it makes me think of Renee Zellweger. It's great. You know, Art Deco. I put it at number nine, but I'm happy with it at number six. It's a good fine jersey.
3 through 10 in this fucking conference are the same.
Pretty
the same.
Much.
Do I get the custom Queen Latifah Chicago jersey?
Mm. Has anyone ever said Queen Antifa? Is that? I'm sure someone has.
Is
it's
that
gotta
something?
Be a Twitter display
yeah,
name.
It's probably,
yeah,
probably. Yeah. It's a 100% a white lady on Tumblr and wherever else.
Yeah, you're right. It's very Hashtag resistance comedy. Yeah, it's a good jersey.
It's a good jersey.
Yeah. Number seven, guys, is the Orlando Magic with their white and orange jersey. I don't think the Magic have ever done any orange in their uniforms before, so this is like a complete departure.
No, they did it last year. They were on their, they're getting on their citrus shit.
Yeah,
shout out
it.
To Florida Citrus.
They're on their citrus.
And this jersey just causes me so much grief. Like, I love the color, but why are they doing the old Dwight Howard cut body on the jersey? Like, it sucks. Nobody wants to commemorate Dwight Howard.
They don't
want
to do that.
Make them shits look like 1995 and make them orange and white. Don't. Yeah. What the fuck is your problem?
Well, Nick, you know, Anderson, who... Penny. That shit.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
what
you.
We want.
He Turkoglu is like part of a fucking dictator regime.
I don't want to think about Hedo Turkoglu as City Walk.
I always forget that Hedo Turkoglu is like a kind of a terrorist now.
Look, he went a different way with his, yeah. But he was a hooper for them. He was probably my favorite player on that team.
He was just a real solid guy with that real...
Hedo on steroids killed the Cavs.
Yeah.
Killed him in that year.
Real solid guy.
Yeah, the final
had that real flat-looking weird jump shot, and he elevated like half an inch off the ground, but he was just... could handle the ball.
Love it.
Body like SpongeBob, but just got it done.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember his jump shot being like incredibly slow, right? Like...
everything he did was
yeah,
slow.
I just feel like his release was like... like Steph's release is like literally 1/8 the time of his.
He was
but
one
he was
of
good.
He was good. He was one of those first players like him when he was on the Kings, like him and Peja, where it was like when the announcers would say that, okay, Peja Stojakovic is 6'9" and Hedo Turkoglu is 6'10", I'd be like, now you guys are lying because they don't I don't understand how that works. Are you serious? What?
Was Peja that tall? No way.
Peja was taller.
Let's see. Peja was, I think Peja was, I want to say Peja was 6'9". Hold on. I'm looking up right now.
Make sure you Google real height.
Real height?
Yeah. Then we'll find out.
Peja Stojakovic, real height, 6'9", 220.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Damn, he do 6'10"?
Yeah. They're big.
Get in your ass.
I thought of him as like 6'5", but maybe that's just
it's wild.
Spite.
His game was just like a smaller guy's game, but he power forward size.
And this is how excited we are about this jersey, is that we have been talking about not it for 2 minutes.
I actually love jerseys. I hate oranges. Hate this jersey. That's what I have
you
to say.
You hate oranges?
Hate this jersey too.
I love oranges. Oh.
The best part about Orlando team is that they're called the Magic, and the worst part is that they're in Florida. So lean into the former.
I'll say this. I love the way they – so it's just O-R-L with a star and then the number, and that I actually really like. I like the text.
Agreed, man. The text is beautiful. Yeah. Everything but that fucking flat, weird chest area –
well, you know, no. I think for a lot of people, you know, a shout out Kyle Kimball, listener, Magic fan, I think he would love to harken back to the Dwight era. I think for a lot of fans under like 30, Dwight Howard was their Shaq.
But he's like 27. That's not like his fault. Like, he should acknowledge and appreciate history even if he wasn't there to enjoy it.
Lord, just say the next jersey.
give it up at number 8. Your Milwaukee Bucks. Now, Jamel, you had this at number 4, and I'm curious as to why.
I love the shorts once again. As a whole thing, it looks like a jersey I could make on NBA 2K08. And that's, you know, give me hit or miss, give or take. But I fuck with that logo on the shorts a lot. And that is just the they should be using the state of Wisconsin with the word Bucks way more often. I could do without the jersey. But the shorts sell it for me.
I would say the shorts are better than the jersey.
I 100% agree. The white outline on the state is beautiful and classic. It's just a classic look. I don't love the like kind of like two-tone bisected top. It's just weird to me. It kind of harkens back to like the alternate Arsenal jersey from like 2012.
Ooh.
But the shorts are hard. I love the shorts.
Why'd you say Arsenal?
It's a tough time.
To me, these jerseys are like they've now kind of like lost the thread of the Milwaukee. Like, what does it mean for like Milwaukee Bucks city jersey? I'm just like, where are we now? What are we doing here?
Yeah, was that an episode? Was this an episode of Laverne and Shirley? Like, that this is based on?
Right, right.
It feels like it would be a fictional professional basketball team in a TV show or movie called like the San Diego Wave or something. Like it feels more like the ocean than it does Milwaukee.
Is it?
I swear to God, I made these jerseys on 2K on Dreamcast, bro.
Is it another Cream City thing because of like the prominent white
people?
I.
Milwaukee is very prominent with white people. I'm just saying.
Both.
Well, they called it Cream City because of as you're saying, the white tiles in the downtown area, right? So that's what they called it, Cream City.
Which everybody understood.
Which
that.
Is a stretch in... Yeah. Yeah, we're all like, oh yeah, of course, the white tiles.
Yeah, the famous white tiles. I know when I'm talking about great sites in America to see, I'm always talking about the famous white tiles of Milwaukee.
Well, catch you in Milwaukee for those white tile viewings.
You got to see them.
Top five places to go in Wisconsin. Number one, these fucking white tiles. Number two, Brett Favre's house. Number three, Brett Favre's other crib.
Yeah, I love tourist attractions where you have to like look down at your fucking feet to enjoy them.
Oh, yeah. And number four, wherever Cool Cool Cal grew up. If you remember the song In My Projects, Tim plays him in my projects right here.
Number five is the Making a Murderer trailer, the actual trailer.
Yeah.
Honorable mention to wherever they had Caron Butler locked up. You were saying?
At number nine, guys, we have Buzz Buzz. It's the Charlotte Hornets, Buzz City jersey. Everyone except for Peter was a little unimpressed with this one. Peter had number five.
Okay. Yeah, I had a number five because, like, any jersey that just says Buzz City on it is like kind of.
You know, that's a strong argument, actually.
It's just like Buzz City, whatever. Like Buzz Buzz, let's go, baby, Buzz City. Like it's just something I was like, this is kind of silly, and like I just respect something being a little bit different here. But everything else, I am with what everyone's about to say.
If I was like drinking Buzz Balls all the time, if I was like head of marketing at Buzz Balls, yes.
Yeah.
Buzz City.
I got to tell you, you actually pitched it better than, you know, anyone else that I've seen or heard or read about talking about these jerseys. That's actually the best way to frame these, that they're fun and they're silly and then it's kind of unexpected. There's a lot of other things to hate about it. The vertical lines, the two-tone vertical lines.
Everything else, you would say. Yeah.
But the Buzz City aspect, you are absolutely right. That is a little bit fun.
I'd like to think that Michael Jordan was like hammered playing poker when like the jersey designer brought these to him. And he just didn't want to look up from his cards. And we're like, yeah, yeah, whatever, kid, get out of here. And then he woke up hungover the next day to this announcement. And he was like, Buzz City, what the fuck? Because it is so silly. It is very silly. And not in line with Jordan's kind of tone overall as a person.
Right.
Feels in line, though, with Jordan and how he, like, relates to, like, the team.
Corny, white.
Like, doesn't give a shit or, like, just, like, says some corny weird shit. And otherwise, it's just like on the golf course, unless he's like basically turning Gordon Hayward into the next Nicholas Batum.
He should make some jerseys that look like that fucking tequila he was sipping on. That's what we want.
Somehow the line of like the tan liquid like kind of rises and lowers throughout the
The game. Yeah,
their warm up pants should just be like Jordan dress pants from like 1996.
Oh yeah, they got the big like, baggy denims.
Like, they're. Just like those big wide.
Y'all are referencing Chincorro Tequila, by the way, which is the tequila brand that Michael Jordan owns with Jeannie Buss and Wes Edens of the Milwaukee Bucks, and someone else from the Celtics ownership group.
Can
it's just a wild.
Maybe I think Jackie McMullen's in there. No.
Can investing in a tequila company be considered tampering? Like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Call Adam Silver.
But it's tight as shit, dude. This is like, dog, they're giving us like Ballers and Entourage. This is like season 12.
Yeah. It's wild when you have like money and leverage to the level where you're like, I have a hobby, and all of a sudden a company pops up and you end up employing like 300 people because you like tequila.
Where do you think, Jason, they had the conversation that started that tequila company? Like, where do you think Michael and Jeannie were? Time, place, location for like where?
Monaco.
Monaco.
They was at the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Grand Prix 2017. You know what I'm saying? Louis Hamilton stepping up to the podium for like his fourth or fifth of them things.
Not to reference another Jason pod, but takes me right to Iron Man 2.
Well, see.
Nice.
Let me ask you about Louis for a second. Is Mercedes? I hear a lot of scuttlebutt. The Mercedes that they're cheating at Formula One. That they know what other.
Oh, they have to be. Oh no, I don't know anything about it, but there's no way they're playing fair.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying on the Formula One forums. I don't know why I know that, but I know it. They're saying that Mercedes is cheating. They're cheating somehow.
How?
They like know about other people's engines and builds somehow.
Nigga, because their cars are literally one of the cars from Cars.
I would be suspect of any company that once collaborated with Nazis, but you know, that's just me.
I've got bad news for you once on again, every look. German company.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.